The elderly and pharmacists in Canada are banding together against drug exports. They're part of a coalition urging the Canadian government to stop allowing the sale of drugs to those over the border. Chuck Cruden from Manitoba Society of Seniors says some prescriptions go unfilled because of heavy demand for drugs from outside the country.
Americans are good friends to Canadians, but this is an American problem. We have price controls in Canada. There are other countries that have got price controls.
The Wisconsin Pharmacy Society thinks drug prices would go down if the U.S. government would let drugstores import medicine from other countries. Chris Decker says commercial reimportation would allow pharmacists to dispense affordable drugs face-to-face instead of people going to websites.
That's a long-term solution that has the ability to serve both the consumer in Wisconsin as well as the Wisconsin business economy.
It's estimated 1% of all drugs used in the U.S. come from Canada, but internet websites like the one put up by Wisconsin and Illinois are expected to boost sales, and some cities are encouraging their employees to buy Canadian drugs. If sales increase too much, Canadian pharmacists associated with big mail order companies think demand could overwhelm them. Decker says the concern is that it could crush some companies.
So they're concerned about losing this profitable piece of business that they've established without real regard for whether or not it's serving the needs of the U.S. consumer.
Other Canadian pharmacists are concerned about customer safety and don't think medicine should be practiced over the internet. But Canadian health officials say there's no shortage of drug supplies because of sales to other countries. Shameen Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.